This is KUT. It's something you probably don't think about very often, but every time the weather changes, the city of Austin either makes money or takes a hit on its bottom line. That's because Austin owns its own water and electric utilities. Their revenue is tied to what it's like outside. And as KUT's Mose Bouchel explains, the weather this year has upset a lot of expectations.
We'll start with Austin Energy, the city's electric utility. Carlos Cordova is a spokesman there.
Right now, typically, this time of August is when Austin Energy sees usually its highest usage because the schools and the colleges are back in session.
And it's usually really hot.
Yes, so when you think about it, school typically starts when it's the hottest time in Texas and definitely here in Austin.
So there are more people here and they have their AC cranked up. But this year was different. Early August was hot, then that unseasonable cold front came in with all the rain. Electricity use dropped, and utility revenue that had already taken a hit from a mild winter dropped too.
So between the mild winter and now the cooler weather that we're experiencing now, for an August anyway, we're projecting that our revenues will be $18 million less than what we had projected.
Now, if you're a ratepayer, that means more money in your pocket. But if you're a city budget writer with an $18 million hole, you're probably wondering where to make up the shortfall. And you might be casting a glance to Austin's city-owned water utility.
My name is David Anders, and I'm the assistant director over financial services for Austin Water.
Anders says water usage also plummeted with those August rains. In fact, it dropped about 90 million gallons from one day to the next as people stopped watering their lawns. But when you look at the year overall, the water utilities brought in about $12 million more than expected.
This is really sort of the first year coming out of the drought and a relaxing of some water restrictions to where, you know, we have been very conservative on our pumpage projections. And for this year, we've been above those projections.
And there's not much time for revenue numbers to change. Austin closes out its fiscal year next month. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.